Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you question your career reality. This show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guest on the show will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, comedians, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, novelists, and the list just goes on and on and on and on. Basically, if they're working professionally in show business, we're going to have them on this show to give you entertainment career advice. And what we do is make sure that our guests are at different stages of their careers, from professional to beginner. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, you can either listen or download any of our past shows by going to our archive page, and that's on the latalkradio.com website. So you just go to the Channel 1 link, and there's a drop-down box, and you just look for our show, Question Reality, and you click it, and this takes you directly to the archive page. And our shows are also available for free on iTunes under the podcast section, Google Play, and on Stitcher.com. So just type Question Reality Radio in the search box, and you'll be able to find us. We're there. We're hanging out. We're waiting for you to come get us. Now, speaking of being on Google Play and iTunes, I want to encourage you to download our new free app for Android or iPhone, and also Google Play, so you can listen to all of the other exciting and informative shows that are also on LA Talk Radio. There are tons. They have so many different topics, so many great hosts. You would be amazed. So go to the LA Talk Radio website and look and see if there is also another subject that you would be interested in. So again, go to our homepage to download the app, latalkradio.com website, and the app is located towards the bottom of the page on the right-hand side. There's a lot. You got to scroll a little bit, but it is there. Now, finally, if you want to find out about our future guests, Question Reality, our show, the future guests, you have to go to another website, which is our official website, and that address is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and we're always booked 6 months to a year in advance. So if you want to be on the show, you work professionally in the business, or you know someone that you want to suggest, go to the website and submit. There's a submit tab, and you can submit yourself or someone else to be on the show. And we have a worldwide audience. So there will be people listening to you all over the world. And it's great to promote yourself or your products if you have something to sell. So there you go. Again, questionrealityradioshow.com. As always, we have a fantastic guest for you today. I have been trying to get this lady on for a while. She's just a busy person, a mover and a shaker, and we just finally got her today. Her name is Christine Owens, and Christine Owens is the president of Sherwood Oaks Film School. Christine is also a Hollywood producer, and we have her today. Let me give you the website so you can check out where she works. It's SherwoodOaksFilmSchool.com. SherwoodOaksFilmSchool.com. There is another website attached to the film school. It's called MeetHollywoodExecs.com. and that's EXECTS.com, meethollywoodexecs.com. So why don't you go there now, check it out, get a little familiar with Christine and what the school does, because we are going to be asking her questions about it. She's going to be giving us answers, and hopefully by the end of this show, you'll be so psyched and pumped and you'll want to go and attend this school because it's fantastic. It's a wonderful, wonderful school, and I'm going to tell you about it in just a second. But I have to tell you guys, I know I got so many emails and people asking me, how was the show last night? What happened? Okay, so most of you know that Albert, my husband, and I, my friend Pamela, we were at Catalina Bar and Grill last night. We went to see our friend, Pisha McPhee. For those of you who don't know Pisha McPhee, you're going, that last name sounds familiar. Yes, Pisha McPhee is the mother of Catherine McPhee, who was a contestant on American Idol. She was also the star of the show Smash, and she's the current star of the mega hit Scorpion. And it was Pisha McPhee who is also American Idol, was, it's not on anymore, but an American Idol coach. And her daughters are Kath McPhee and lovely Adriana McPhee, who was also a vocal coach on American Idol. And we were just so excited to see Pisha. We've been trying to see her for a while. We got to see it. She's super talented, sultry, sexy songstress, and it was a fantastic show. What they did was they kind of they played with this wonderful pianist named Sirgu, and I cannot even pronounce his last name, Tahutsu. I'm going to just wing it, but he was a little hot, sexy. He was a hottie. Ooh, I was looking at Pisha, but my left eye just kept looking at Sirgu. I had a problem with that. They did a show at the Catalina Grill called Chopin Meets Broadway, and if anyone's gone to the Catalina Jazz Club or Bar and Grill, I don't know, they keep changing the name. It's just a fantastic experience in general, and this particular show, they really took us on a sentimental journey. Romance was on the menu. There was just things happening. It was so much fun. And I've known Pisha, gosh, since my husband and I took vocal classes at LACC. Albert and I were always looking for classes, so we took some classes, and Pisha's classes were always booked like a year in advance. So, but this was the first time I got to meet her daughter, Catherine Fee. Lovely. And my husband was drooling. I'm like, get that tongue off the floor. So it was just lovely girl. So if you ever get a chance to see Pisha McPhee perform, I highly recommend it. She always has the girls perform with her. So you'll get to see Catherine and Adriana perform. Just gorgeous, gorgeous girls. Lovely show. So check out her website. It's PishaMcPhee.com, or you can just Google her. And she performs all around town. So there you go. All right. Now let's get back to the show. Christine Owens is on today. Now, Christine Owens has produced film and has run the Sherman Oaks Film School for over 10 years as the creative director. And what is the Sherwood Oaks Film School, you ask? Well, if you live in California, most likely you have heard of them. You have not, but you've been online trying to do research to find a fantastic film school, one of the top in the business, where you actually have had A-list people attend, then you know about Sherwood Oaks Film School. It has been around since 1974, and it was originally called Sherwood Oaks Experimental College. I love that name. God knows what they did back in 1974 at the Sherwood Oaks Experimental College, but I wish I was there. It sounds like it was quite experimental, if you know what I mean. Now, Sherwood Oaks is a unique school, and it's unique in that it provides access to working Hollywood professionals. We're talking A-list professionals here. There is a 9-to-1 ratio of students to speakers, which kind of allows just unprecedented access, including access to studio lots. And we're going to find out how that's possible. In these seminars, each seminar, what it does is it provides inside information that allows any student to gain insight, just what you need to know. And then it gives kind of the greatest chance, I would think, of helping your career move forward in Hollywood, because you have to build your tool set. You have to put in tools, and tools would include, for example, if you're an actress, you got to take acting classes, you got to have a headshot, you got to take casting director workshops. So there are things that you also have to do if you want to be a producer or a director or a screenwriter. So taking classes in general is just a basic thing that you need to do. You cannot avoid it. You have to create a base for yourself. And this is just one of the ways you do it. So attending a school like Sherwood Oaks is something that you definitely need to do. Now, this particular film school, Sherwood Oaks Film School, it has always had the who's who of Hollywood. And let me just tell you, some of the past alumni. Now, I would be going on for another hour listing everybody, but let me just tell you a couple of the people that have attended Sherwood Oaks Film School. Quentin Tarantino, George Clooney, Clint Eastwood, Harrison Ford, Robert De Niro, Sylvester Stallone, James Cameron, who I'm obsessed with, Nancy Myers, Matt Groening, and Paul Haggis. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, the list could go on and on and on. This is how fantastic this school is to get this one-on-one experience. So we're going to find out more from the person who knows much more about it than I do. That would be Miss Christine Owens herself. She is going to tell us all about the Sherwood Oaks Film School. Welcome, Christine Owens.
Hey, thank you so much, Priscilla. I just wanted to say it's an honor to be on your show. And also, too, I love your passion. One of the things I always tell everyone that wants to come to Hollywood, you got to have passion, and you have it. So I'm happy to be here. And thank you so much for a great introduction.
Oh.
I just want to clarify, too, on Sherwood Oaks Film School, we had all those people either speak or be students. And just to clarify real quick, in terms of the speakers, those were everybody you talked about, but the students were actually James Cameron, Sylvester Stallone, Nancy Myers, Matthew Groening, Paul Haggis, all attended before they became famous. And Paul Haggis, who won two Academy Awards, both for Crash and Million Dollar Baby, actually gave us, he gave us credit for actually starting his career. So that was incredible. And when you talk about experimental, I'll go in and explain that as well. So
yes.
I wanted to thank you for giving that great introduction. We've been fortunate that we've kind of been a catalyst throughout Hollywood for 45 years. And it's been a great ride. And we're very, very proud of all our alumni and everything that we've done to create a win-win relationship for both Hollywood as well as our students.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I always do, of course, research on every guest that comes on the show, and I do that in various ways. And one of the things I did was I was looking on your Facebook page, and I saw that we had six mutual friends, people who I love, like Linda Palmer and PJ Gennard and Marty Elk and Ward Edmondson. But what I saw was you had two of my favorite hotties. Like, oh my gosh, I love these guys. You were in pictures with them. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to ask her. I saw you in a picture with Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio. So before we even get going, I have to have the scoop on these photos. Did you get a little feel? Did you get a little nudge? Did you get something standing next to the school? Jeez.
Matt, I have met Matt Damon. I've met him years ago, and I think it was at a premiere, and I think I met him 6 or 7 years ago, and he is such a great guy, and he's so low-key. He actually came up to me, shook my hand, and said, hey, my name's Matt, and I was thinking to myself, duh, you know, everyone knows who you are, but it was just so, again, he's so modest, low-key, and a great guy. So when I caught up with him in February, I was like, hey, do you want to take a photo? He's like, yeah. So it was just, he's a great guy. and
so down to earth DiCaprio, that was just real, doesn't he? Like, this is a guy you feel like I could hang out with. Matt Damon, we could do a doobie. No, but seriously, he just has, you know, that sort of air about him, and I think that's what makes
it is true. It's the times that I've spent with Matt. He's very, very low key. He's a great guy. You're like, wow, you could just hang out. It's like, let's have a coffee, let's, you know, work out at the gym. He's fantastic. He's just a pleasant person to be around.
And that, let's just get into it just briefly. Those are characteristic traits, believe it or not, that you really need in order to be successful in any career. But
yeah, I can talk about that now.
Yeah, in Hollywood, tell us about
it. It's so true. You are so true. Like, initially, people were like, oh, you got to be... They think of the arrogant actor, but it's actually not true. People want someone that's pleasant to be around. And I came up with, I think when I did a radio interview back in 2008, they asked me the question, what characteristics do you think would make you successful? And I actually came up with three characteristics. And one was pleasant, one was passion, and everyone could listen to how you do it because you exude passion with every word you speak. And then it's persistent. And a lot of people ask me, they're like, well, how can you be both passionate and persistent? And also patient. So one of the things they're like, well, how can you be patient and persistent? Because you don't want to be annoying. You want to be passionate, energized. But you don't want to be at the point where you're kind of annoying the person because then they don't want to have anything to do with you. And part of it is looking at what's going to match with somebody. Like, sometimes someone's going to look at you and they're going to focus on, like, let's say you're a screenwriter, which is kind of our focus. And I'll go into that as to why we think screenwriters are the easiest way in. By the way, when you talk about Matt Damon, one of the ways he's gotten some of his best roles is by doing Good Will Hunting, which he wrote. So he realized, as well as Ben Affleck, is one of the ways they've been able to accelerate their career. And by the way, Sylvester Stallone, who actually wrote Rocky while at Sherwood Oaks, is they realized that writing and having a great story allowed them to excel. And I think that that's a big part that a lot of people just miss. They just like, oh, they just got this great role and it just landed on their thing. Well, no, there's more to it. And like you said, the whole thing about Matt being modest and kind, that's just really Matt. He's a good guy and people want to be around someone like that. They don't want to be around someone who's difficult. They want to be around someone who's pleasant.
Christine.
And sometimes you're...
Christine, you are so right. Let me just tell you what happened last night. Now, I am not going to mention this celebrity's name, but okay, I ran into, because you know Catherine Fee stars with Robert Patrick. Robert Patrick is on Scorpion, and he also was the star of Terminator. He was the guy, the silver guy that melted. Okay, so I booked Robert Patrick to be the grand marshal of a parade back in Are you ready for this, Christine? Back in 2008, I booked him. He was gracious enough to come and marshal our Irish Day Parade. So last night, we're at Catalina Bar and Grill, and I see Robert, and I'm like, hey, Robert, because I'm like, you know, I'm just very peppy. And he comes over to me. I could not believe it. Robert Patrick, who I've only met the one time when I booked him at the Irish Day Parade. And of course, we hung out a little bit talking. But do you know this man remembered me? He remembered that it was hot. I told him his cigar was sweating. He had an excellent memory and he was so pleasant and he was nice and he addressed everybody in my group. And that is what makes you be a person who we're going to spread the word about you as an actor. What a fantastic guy. What a great guy. This guy, However, we met a celebrity last night who is a star, will not mention the name, but this person was so distant, was acting like they didn't want to connect. And when we were introduced to the person, this person acted like we were so below them that they it was such a burden. And that is, they don't realize that they, just like I'm telling you now, of course, I'd never mention the name, but this is what the people who are meeting them are going to be telling other people. So how long are you going to stay a star, Christine?
Right. What happens is, you're so right, Priscilla, because what happens is, I've seen this, where they're big stars and they have this condescending attitude. And what I see is, when people tell me how is somebody really, I want to see them when the camera's not on. I want to see how they interact with other people that are not going to necessarily right then and there accelerate their career, and how they treat those people give me an idea of who they really are. And I'll tell you, the people that are condescending, and I've met a few celebrities like that, and they've actually, it cost them millions of dollars, because they are not getting, they're just not getting the same
offers.
How do I say it? It caught up with them.
Yeah,
they're not getting the same roles. People don't want to work with them. The word gets around, and they look, and I've seen people go from the A-list down to the C-list, and it's from that attitude. There's the other thing I wanted to add in, and I have to give him credit. One of the people who came to a seminar we did just a few weeks ago is Bob Holman from Gersh. He's fantastic. He's the head of the literary department, which is, it talks about, you know, again, screenwriters. And Bob, when I told him, hey, these are the characteristics about being pleasant, passionate, persistent, patient, he added something. And I think it's important to add this P, which is productive. And what he told me is, he said, you know, when I go to represent, an agent typically represents screenwriters in this case, but it can also be actors, it can also be directors, is they want to see somebody who is not just write one thing. They want to see somebody, when they do represent them, they're in 6 months, I want to see you write something else. Or if you're an actor, write, you know, do something else, stay active in what you're doing and be productive. And I think that's one of the things that if you're advanced in your career, you have to remember, you have to be productive. And I've seen this where actors now, if they, you know, they're like, oh, I'm not going to work for under $5 million. They're now changing their tune, because if they haven't worked in 2 or 3 years, they're cold.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get out there and work.
Yeah. And we see that happening, Christine, because they're on all the commercials. They're like A-list actors, and they're on these little, these car commercials or soap commercials. I'm like, hey, you guys have enough money. Let the poor little working actors have the commercials. Let them have something.
Right, right. I know. I hear that from a lot of people.
You know, I mean, there's it's two sides.
It's spread it around.
It's two sides to every story, right.
The high price isn't, you know, the high salary isn't there as much, but the one thing people always ask me as they're moving in the industry, I said, do you know what? There is so much potential. You know, I can sit there and talk about our famous alumni, like, you know, James Cameron with Avatar, Sylvester Stallone with Rocky, Nancy Myers, It's Complicated. Now, what's interesting is those three people that I just talked to went from being a screenwriter to director. They didn't go like right away to be a director. They wanted to see, okay, now I've got these words, I want to see them on the screen. Then you look at Paul Haggis as well. He went from writing to directing, which is a great way. So when I'm talking about, people will say to me, well, what about recent graduates? And I just want to bring up one person. Autumn McAlpin is a recent alumni who had her screenplay optioned at our seminar in 2009. And her film Waffle House was streamed on Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu in 2015. So just last year, she's been written up in CNN. So we have lots and lots of stories like that. It's just, there's, you know, there's many to come. But I also want to talk about that. Yes, we have super famous ones like James Cameron, and we also get our students to meet people so they get a sense of them. Was it last year? I had students, I took some photos of people meeting Clint Eastwood. Just recently, a couple weeks ago, I took a picture with Lily Tomlin, who does, you know, she's got a really hot show on Netflix.
Right.
And
well, let's get
she,
to, Christine, let's get to, let's build it up and let's talk about the nitty gritty. Let's get down into it. So let's start with some of these questions that are really going to get our audience to understand what happens at the Sherman Oaks Film School. First of all, Christine Owens, what are some of your responsibilities as president of the Sherman Oaks Film School? Just so
well,
we know
I,
what
I try. I want, I do on the sides of, I look at getting the best best speakers that we can, a variety from throughout the whole industry. So anywhere from producers to directors to agents, managers, every once in a while we'll have an entertainment lawyer I'd say various producers. We've had studio executives come in. All the way from the president of company, president of studios, throughout, you know, the ranks. Go ahead.
What happens? What we want to know, what happens at the Sherwood Oaks producer seminars?
So for the last 3 years, the way that we've set it up is they've been smaller classes. And so what will happen is there'll be about 14 or 15 students come in, and every hour they'll meet a new guest. And so one of the things people will say to me, well, what about just online? Well, here's what I've noticed about online versus when you meet somebody in person. One, the contact is stronger. Two, your attention span is better. And what happens is when throughout that whole time, we'll have about 12 speakers, sometimes more. Over a two-day period, we'll have 12 speakers. So one speaker will come in, there'll be a moderator there, and then they'll give a quick overview of themselves. We may go around and have an introduction to students as well, maybe 30 seconds to a minute to each student, so that the speaker gets an essence of who is there. And then the speaker will go in and share some of their knowledge, depending upon their background and what they're looking for. And then as well as there's an open question and answer. So what is interesting is there's the end goal, which is how can I succeed? I want to get to your position. I want to get to where I'm now a paid professional in Hollywood. How can I get to that next step? Well, what's interesting is when you have that many people, they're giving you all these different avenues, just like there's different routes to get to your end goal. There's different routes through the speakers will give you different ways. Like,
right.
Oh, you know, here's how you should go through streaming media. Here's how you should do YouTube. Here's how, you know, you could take and pump up your writing, for example. Like I said, our main focus has been on screenwriters. We have had actors come in. We've had producers come in. We've had composers. We've had directors, producers. But our number one, go ahead.
Is the screenwriter. What is the best thing that a person attending a seminar, what is the best thing that they could hope to achieve from the seminar?
Well, we've had it where many of the students will get something optioned. So if they have, what that means is somebody will go who is either a producer or an agent or a manager will go in and say, I would like to pay you even up to a dollar to $500 and say, look, I like your material. I'd like to option it, which means giving them a right to actually purchase it in the future. And I'm going to either shop it around and see if I can sell your concept. So we've had that happen often. We've had it where we've also had actors, production companies. What that means is, like, for example, we've had the president of Brad Kitt, Brad Pitt's company, Nina, come in, and she talked about how she picks her projects. We've had the president of Johnny Depp's company come in, and he talks about how, you know, he wants to look for projects as well. So they may end up producing various projects and not be in them. Like lately, I know that a lot of actors are looking at, okay, how can I get new material out there? They want to have fresh material, whether they want to be in them or whether they just want to produce them. And Will Smith's done the same thing, where he did a couple years ago, he did a movie with Chris Pine and he wasn't in it, but he produced it. So what your hope is, on the best side, is you're going to get something option. You're going to get to the next level. You're going to get the insight. What do I need exactly to be successful?
And they give you, I assume that if they're saying, okay, you can send your script to, and they're giving addresses or emails or something for the people to
Well,
submit,
here's what
correct?
We do is we actually started something about, I think it's about 18 years ago, and now everyone's copied it. What we did is we created, and you can look it up on the website, I think it's one of our highest hit pages. It's called a one sheet. And the one sheet is kind of a summary. It's sort of like a headshot for a screenwriter. So for a actor, you're going to have your headshot along with, on the flip side of their headshot, you're going to have what you've been, what roles you've done, whether it's, you know, TV, film, streaming, studio films, anything that you've been in. From a screenwriter standpoint, you're going to take your best project and have a log line, which is kind of like a 25-word summary, as well as contact information, as well as anything that will boost your credibility. I think that's the key thing. People just, most of the time, you just can't walk in and say, oh, you know, this is the, I've heard this probably over 200 times. This is the best script, or this is the, you know, I'm the best you've ever seen. Well, that's good that you think that way, but I'd like to hear it from someone else that has credibility. So, for example, when it comes to film or scripts, the number one contest is the Nichols Fellowship. We've had one of the judges for the Nichols Fellowship just last year, he came and spoke to our students. So he was like one of 10 or 15 speakers that we had, and he talked about what they're looking for. Whenever you become a quarter finalist at Nichols, all those people, their stuff gets read or represented, and they carefully look at that material. Because now, in order to become a semifinalist at Nichols Fellowship, you have to be a good writer. It's sort of a cutoff. It's like, it's just a way to add credibility. I mean, and there's all different ways.
Christine, if I were to attend your seminar, how does a person maximize their time and get the most from the seminar? Because I know a lot of people have gone to seminars and they're chaotic. There's like stuff going on over here and over here and over there and over there.
Well,
and you just get really
about,
confused. How do you get the most out of
it? Well, here's what you're talking about. What you're talking about is what I think are the larger conferences.
Yeah.
And when you have a larger conference, you have a lot of stuff going on and it's confusing. With ours, when you have 10 people, it's like a board meeting. And so you're sitting around like a board table and you are in the inside. So one of the challenges with a regular networking event or anything else, when you have 100 people, and this is where I talk about our ratio is so key, because if you have a ratio where there's only 10 students and there's one speaker, or there's 10 students and there's three speakers, the ratio is going to be great because you're going to get a chance to ask them a question. And during that period of time, you're going to be able to resonate with that. But in terms of how you can prepare, once the agenda comes up and you know 100% who's going to be there, the more research you can do, we also have it on the website, a bio. But the more research you can do on that person, and you can cleverly say, oh, you did this, you did that, it's impressive to the speaker. Just like the more that I know, the more that you do. And by the way, I would love for you to come to a class because I think you would find it incredible. Once you come, you're like, wow. Because what we do is we create it more like, how do I say it? I don't know how to put this until you're there, but we create an atmosphere that is so comfortable. It's at the point where people feel open and they'll express things that they normally wouldn't express somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And that way you can kind of understand the secrets of Hollywood. Like, oh, this is what I'm looking for. This is what, you know, this person, this is why I hired this writer. Or this is why I hired this actor. This is what I saw in that person. And then you could try to see, well, can I emulate that? Or do I have a connection with somebody? If somebody turns around and let's say you wrote a script in World War II and you find out that that's their fetish. I had one of my students come back and tell me I connected him with Billy Bob Thornton. And he was like, oh, my goodness, he loves World War II. I wrote World War II. Well, that, again, is a connection that maybe another actor would be like, oh, I'm not interested. So those are all good things to kind of move you to the next level.
Oh, my God. Well, I am there, girl. You need to send me out information. I'm coming to one of those seminars because I would love to see what goes on. That way, when I promote it, which I'm absolutely going to do, I can say that I had that personal experience because it's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to actually attend the seminar. So I'm there. Now, question, what happens at the Sherwood Oaks Agent Manager Seminars?
Well, there we're focused on mostly representation. So people want to see how can I get closer to being repped.
And so that would be more like not only an actor, Christine, but also a screenwriter to get a literary agent, right? You do agent.
Correct. Our main focus is on the literary because we have found throughout the 45 years the easiest way into Hollywood is through your material. So meaning your script first. And then once your script is done, like Autumn now, you know, she also directs. So you can start, you usually start as a writer and then move into directing. And some people go in and start acting. So, yes, that's a big piece of it. And I also want to tell you that the school, our track record is the best for time and money invested in terms of success, in terms of what you get back. You're like, whoa. I mean, I've had a lot of people that have gone to UCLA and USC or NYU Film School or AFI. They'll come to our school and they'll say, you know, that was great from a theoretical standpoint, but you helped. Now that they have the skill set, we help them move to the next level where they had the connections, where, you know, you're sitting in a boardroom basically with this one executive and you can kind of impress them and say, this and this and this. So one of my big frustrations I've found with school in general, and I've done more of the classical, you know, I have a bachelor's, I have a master's from UC Berkeley and I have a doctorate and all that classical stuff is helpful. But the challenge is that practically some of that, it's just theory. And we want to do what's going to make us better. You know, what's going to get us to that next level? What's going to give us the skill set we need and the contacts? And that's going to be the importance to get you to the next level.
And let me just put in there, interject, that networking and marketing skills are key because you can have masters and you can have five masters, PhDs. Lovely. We love it. But can you socially interact? Are you someone that we want to hang out with? Are you someone that has good social skills? So you have to focus on socialization and in the networking and marketing.
That's exactly, I think part of it is kind of a balance. You want to spend time honing your craft.
Yes.
So if it's writing, you know, you can take stuff online to hone your craft. You can go to acting classes. You can learn that theoretical stuff. You can also hone your craft, which you should do and you have to do.
Right.
But you have to get out there. I think one of the things people have done with social media is it becomes so isolated.
Yes.
They've forgotten how to interact. I don't know if you've noticed that. I've noticed even in the last 2 years, I'm like, what happened to basic social skills? And And one of the challenges when you're on set, so much of film or TV or streaming, it's all about collaboration, which means you work together as a team. So they want to see someone who's fun and pleasant to be around, because you're there sometimes 12 to 14 hours a day. And
exactly.
One of the things, somebody who came last year, Mark Ferguson, he's an Academy nominated actor, I'm sorry, writer. Mark said, he said, when somebody tells me that they don't like something about my script, rather than pounding on them and saying, no, you know, and arguing with them, he goes, let me think about it. And that's one of the things, is how you handle criticism is crucial. And I think I've learned that through my career too, because when I was in my early 20s, when someone criticized it, I get so upset. I'm like, how can that be? Why do you, I work so hard on this. Part of it is you got to look and say, they're coming from a different perspective. And you're like, okay, let me think about it. Let me hear them out and, you know, consider what they had to do. Sometimes, they're full of it. You know, they don't know. But sometimes they might look at something from a different perspective. And that's something that, you know, like you said, when you talk about social skills, that's key.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The way that you interact, people can learn just listening to how you interact with people and how you're passionate and friendly and kind. Those are another part of the skill, because you have to have both the hard skills,
mm-hmm.
like whether it's writing, but you have to have the soft skills as well.
Right, exactly. Now, in your agent manager seminars, so the seminars that you have, tell us who are the types of people that should attend these seminars? Obviously, screenwriters. Obviously, who else?
Well, I'd say attendees conclude anyone who's curious about Hollywood and they want to know what it's like to be in the industry, all the way from that level, which is very, very beginning, to someone who wants to move to the next level, someone who's had some issues in their career, like they're like, oh, you know, I haven't worked for 6 months or a year, and I want to, you know, recharge my career. So we go from all the way from the beginning to the higher level. I mean, you just have to have your expectation. If you've never done anything before, then you're not going to excel as much as somebody who has. Like, for example, a couple years ago, I had a firefighter come out, and he rode on the weekends, and he's from Chicago, and he didn't necessarily, land representation right away. But what he did is he came back and he said, I now know what it's going to take for me to get to where I want to go. Now I know what I should do next. And it saves me so much time. It can save you 5-10 years of time. Instead of just swarming all around, it's like, wow, I didn't realize this. People said, you know, just the light bulb went off. And I think that's one of the things that people have told me. This school, when they go to a seminar, they're like, wow, it's not just about film. It's about life, because it's like, how you handle things, how you look at from a people standpoint, and how you interact is so key. And they're like, wow, I've learned like life skills. I can't believe somebody told me that, but in a way, it's sort of true.
Yeah.
In order to excel in film, I will tell everybody, realistically, it's like only 1% excel. And so the more chances and the better way you can hone your craft and learn from people that have excelled, the better. It just increases your chances dramatically. And I think one of the things when you said, the school used to be called experimental, way back when everything was so theoretical, while instead the school took people who were working in the profession. Like we had Lucille Ball, she taught 6 weeks of comedy. The only place she ever taught was at Sherwood Oaks.
Now, Sherwood,
you wanted to give back.
Sherwood Oaks doesn't. Let's just get it clear. You do not offer classes like acting, producing, directing, and screenwriting. You solely focus on providing seminars from, you know, reputable people in the business, right? It's just seminars.
Correct. We don't do skill. What you're talking about is specifically, I call them the hardcore skills. We kind of recommend different schools that can do that. I know Stanford has an online writing classes that you could take. UCLA has some writing classes that you could take. So some of that stuff can be done online as well as in person. You could send an email at SherwoodOaksCollege@gmail.com and I can respond to more of like, hey, do you have classes for this and that? I'll try to help the best I can. But that was my next question.
Christine, sorry, but I'm looking at the time and I want to get everything in as possible. Okay, so obviously these seminars are fantastic. I think you should attend them if you're a beginner, if you're an intermediate, and if you're an advanced. I don't see how they could hurt to pick up on what somebody else is doing, even if you're an A-lister. Why not attend the seminar? Why not? You never know who you're going to meet. You could pick up some talent. You could find a new screen. You could discover a new screenwriter. You could discover someone. But you had mentioned, real briefly, I want to touch this, entertainment lawyers. Now, one of the things that I like to emphasize is that a lot of people come out here, they want to be an actor, a star director, a star producer. A lot of times they come out here, they think that they want to do that, and then they discover, you know what? It's not what it's cracked up to be. I'm not interested anymore. And they end up doing a different type of job. They end up becoming a script supervisor. They end up in some other behind the scenes job. You had mentioned an entertainment lawyer. So do you have seminars that someone can pursue a career as an entertainment lawyer? Is that what you said?
Well, what we've done is we'll bring in, especially in the representative class, I brought in Eric Weissman, who's been with the school for over 30 years, and he's a pretty famous entertainment lawyer. He actually represented Gene Wilder as well as numerous other actors, also director Martin Scorsese, who's actually both those people have spoken at Sherwood Oaks. So what I actually recommend in terms of career advice is don't quit your day job. The people that excel really well in Hollywood are actually lawyers, because a lawyer can work 3 days. Listen, they can work 3 days their regular job, and then they take 2 days of writing and they spend 1 day maybe working on a film offsite somewhere, student film, and then they have 1 day for family day, and they kind of divide up their week that way. And same thing, I've had a nurse, a court reporter, people that can have a dental hygienist, they can kind of section off a massage therapist, people that can section off their jobs where they work part-time, where they can make an income, and they don't have to right away make an income in Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, I love that advice, Christine. I love that. That's exactly right. Don't quit your day job. Try to parcel it out and fit it in and put your toe in the water, and then you can add your other little toes as you become successful. But don't go a hardcore method and just say, I want to live the life as an actor. I want to be poor. I only want to eat ramen noodles.
What's great is Sherwood Oaks, you only need 2 days. So you only take 2 days off and you learn so much stuff to the point where people are like, their eyes are rolling back in their head. They're like, wow, I learned so much. And you only take 2 days off. That's what I'm saying, is for a small investment of time. I tell people, just be careful about going in and getting a master's in film, or unless you have somebody with lots and lots of contacts in the film industry, it's tough. It's tough to make a living. You can always do it, but it's tough to make a living. So instead, you know, you have totally the right advice. And that's why we work with you. And a lot of our people have jobs. They're older. They're over 30 that come to the school. They're like, look, I really, really want to write. I've got all these experiences. Or, you know, I really want to act. I have one guy who, you know, he does one part of his job the other time, and he does acting, and he did a little bit of writing, but most of the time he's an actor. It's great.
Love it. I got to tell you, Christine, I'm so, so sorry, but we're already out of time, and I'm getting the pressure from the other side. I got to end the interview.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Promise me you got to come back. You have so much. Oh, my God. We could literally listen to you for 6 hours. You could do a 6-hour, 8-hour seminar. You are just
You're very
amazing.
Kind. You're very kind.
Oh, my God.
So,
you get so much.
You know,
sage
we
advice.
Have SherwoodOaksCollege@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Way. Please contact us. We want to help you see you excel. We believe in quid pro quo. We want to make things happen. We've done it for others. We want to do it for you. And Priscilla, you're awesome. Thank
Woo!
You so much.
You are the one. Christine, let's work it out. You better send me an email, girl, and get me over at that seminar because I want to see what happens over there. I want to be in the mix. I want to see what you do
awesome.
Over there. Okay. Well, we want to thank Christine Owens, president of the Sherwood Oaks Film School, Hollywood producer. Go to SherwoodOaksFilmSchool.com and check out all the classes. And we will see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.